Father, that is our confession this morning. We are the ones that you have saved. We are the ones that you have healed. We are the ones that you have blessed. And so we come this morning to worship you. We come this morning to adore you. We come this morning to give you all the glory. We particularly thank you, O Lord, for the gift of life. And more importantly, we thank you for your presence in our midst this morning. Father, speak with us. Lord, let testimony follow your words. Let your words bring healing unto us and bring great blessings unto our path. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please, let's appreciate the worship team. That was great. We thank God for your life. Brethren, let's go quickly to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2. And I read from 16 to 17. It says, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, commit your hearts and establish you in every good word and works. Let me read the message version of that particular passage. It says, may Jesus himself and the God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart in you, invigorate your walk, and enliven your speech. This morning, God is saying to you that in 2022, you should stand firm and be established. That's God's words to you this morning. God is saying, stand firm and be established. The passage says, he has saved us. He has given us love. He has surprised us in every area. Great miracles that he has done. Unending help most of the time. Great confidence. If we, having received all of that, stand firm in 2022, we will be established. But how should we do it? If you don't listen to any other thing that I say afterwards, just listen to this. It is going to be by our good work and our good works. Good work and good words in 2022. That's what it's going to be. Remember, 2021 was very challenging. Yes, very challenging. But, brethren, despite that situation, we stood, and we stood firm. It is because we serve a living God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, you will not see rain or even wind, but your valley shall be full of water. In fact, verse 18 of that 2 Kings chapter 3 says, this is a simple thing in the sight of God. Making your valleys full of water for your cattle and your animals is a very simple thing in the sight of God. So if you look back in 2021, many challenges, many miracles. Many, many, many miracles. Wash night, People came here and gave testimonies. Thanksgiving, every department, every group talked about what God did for them in 2021, despite all the troubles of 2021. We are standing. In fact, that was for my family and myself and my wife, there was an impossibility that became possible. Impossibility. Our son Damola was having his graduation in the US, master's degree. That was his first graduation, because the first one for the first degree he could not do, because he had to do it, he had to finish in Florida, because there was a twinning arrangement between the two universities. So as he finished, he went straight into master's. Now he was now graduating. That was a period the American embassy, because of coronavirus, decided not to give anybody visa. I mean, we are many of us who had things to do knew about that. In fact, if you apply for visa, you are given about 1 year to come. Up to now, people have up to 2024 to go. And so how was my wife and I going to go? And Damola's wish is that, look, my mom should be there. I gave up at a point in time, but my wife said, no, I will be there. Last minute, visa came unexpectedly, and both of us appeared in Atlanta in flesh and blood. So there are many of those impossible things that, because you serve a living God, you had experienced in 2021. I want to assure you that the challenges may still persist in 2022. But you and I will experience miracles. I say you will have great miracles. We will be favored. And you will be favored. Because it is not by our might. It is not by our strength. Kishe. Mi monshe kishe agbara mi kishe titobi lefida wasi o. It is not because we know how to pray, although it is important to always pray. It is not because we know how to strategize. Of course, it is good to always strategize. But because just God favor you. That is how. Even in this year, I'm sure many of us have started experiencing miracles. This 1 month that is ending tomorrow. So on January 15th, I wanted my 65th birthday to be a quiet one. Then my wife, Reverend, I cannot go on mentioning name. People in this church connived and gave me a surprise party. But it's not the surprise. I was surprised. Usually I don't get easily surprised, but this time around they caught me unawares. They really, really caught me. Brother Bode and Co were there. They really, really caught me. But it is not only that. That day became one of the happiest days in my life. And I experienced a special miracle for something that I have been asking and praying God to revive. you will experience great miracle in this year. There are challenges in 2022. Globally, it is projected that economic growth will be very slow, maybe about 5.5%. Even this Omicron variant of COVID may have caused a lot of problems and may have reduced the projections. We are praying that there will not be another variant or another surge. Because when it happens, it affects global supplies and it affects projections. Countries begin to introduce and reintroduce travel restrictions. As you can see, UK and the rest of them are beginning to relax everything. So that's why the prayer that there should be no other surge or no other variant is very, very important. Because you cannot rule out the global inflation that you are seeing from those disruptions. The ones that we are feeling in Nigeria, where inflation is about 13.3% projection, it will be between 15.25 and 12.25. That is huge. Maybe I'm talking grammar. I'm saying the price of Gari will continue to go high in 2022. Even oil prices that we are enjoying now in terms of our revenue may fall, and there will be shortfall in revenue of government. In an attempt to shore up revenue, government is going to increase VAT. They've started putting VAT even on soft drinks. And somebody said it is a jab against Christians who don't take alcohol. So prices of even things that we enjoy. And you know, it's a year of political maneuvering. It has started. So emphasis of and focus of government on reforms, on making life easy for people, is going to be at its lowest ebb. I am not saying all of this to make you afraid. No. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 that for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So you have what God has given you to be able to wither any of those challenges. And so, stand firm and be established. Stand firm and be established. You will be guided by the Holy Spirit, and therefore you will not be intimidated. I say you will not be intimidated. By all the challenges and the giants of any economy, you will not be intimidated. Your miracle is assured. I say your miracle is assured. All you need to do is to ensure and assure your miracle. That's all you need to do. Then you will be established. I pray you will not only survive, you will be successful. You will not only even be successful, you will be significant. You know what it is to be significant. God will make you a blessing. He will not only bless you, he will make you a blessing. According to the passage that we read, and I want to repeat that, the key to your standing is what you do, your work, and what you say, your word. In 2022, it is what you do and what you say. That is the weapon that will give you tangible results in 2022 and beyond. Isaiah 45, verse 3, the Message version says, I will lead you to bury treasures, secret caches of valuables. Confirmation that it is I, the Lord, in fact, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. God is going to lead you this year It's going to lead you to hidden treasures. It's going to lead you to hidden wealth. Just like in the apartment, we must obey. We must obey. We must listen and obey. I pray that gates of abundance shall be opened unto you. I pray that you will walk through your good works and your good word into fruitfulness in 2022. You will be led, held by God with the direction of the Holy Spirit into fruitfulness and prosperity in 2022. And of course, salvation of your soul is important. As you will see, a full revelation of that passage. Our God is able to do all of this. So be ready to walk with God and walk with God with all confidence. Stand firm and be established. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Number one, make God the greatest desire and the pursuit of your life. Make God the greatest desire and the pursuit of your life in 2022. You may have been doing it. Ask for extra strength. Ask for extra focus. Let God be everything. Seek God's counsel every day, every step. Matthew 6:31-33 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. God's promise over your life will never, never fail. I say God's promise over your life will never, never fail. So the first step is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Seek the salvation of your soul. Seek God's counsel every time. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. You remember, every day has its own trouble. So you don't even need to know what trouble is there. So when you wake up every morning, just call God. Ask for his counsel. You take out every trouble, you put in every solution. You put in every victory. You put in every joy. You put in every happiness. Because when you do that, chances are that you will know where that help came from. And the rest of that passage says, and you shall glorify me. But you don't do that, and you succeed in the day, you might get proud and think it is by your effort. But if you call on God and you make a great success, and you give him all the glory, then you are sure that the next day, the next week, the next month, for the rest of the year, he will continually bless you. He will continually strengthen you. He will continually help you. And we need help of God. Number two, maximize your time in good works.
Maximize your time in good works. No idleness. Make every second count. Good rest, taking care of your health, but don't waste any time. Please walk. And there are two. Walk for God. When I said seek God, I'm talking of seeking God in service. So, what we call good works include your work for God. And when you work for God, you are seeking Him. And the Bible makes it very clear. He is a rewarder of those who do what? Diligently seeking. Seeking Him in service. So in 2022, you cannot afford not to work for God. Oh, you must work for God. What talent that you have, what skills that you have, what resources that you have, what energy that you have, make sure you are working for God. New Covenant Church says, win a soul a month. That is very, very important. That's very key. That's part of your work for God. You are in the worship team, you are in the ushering, you are in the seminar, you are in the prayer band, you are in the counseling. Those are great work that God always rewards. Number two, work in the marketplace. Don't say you would receive manna. I think the era of manna from heaven. So you have to walk. No idleness. And there is no excuse. In fact, I can quickly tell you some areas and some sectors that in 2022, 2023, maybe in the next 4 or 5 years, the assured banker. If you are already in it, be assured that all you need to do is just strengthen yourself. If you are not yet in it and you have passion for it, please move into it. Number one, telecommunication. It is projected that internet penetration will get to about 150 million Nigerians even in 2022. So don't just buy a phone for 500,000, 250,000, and you are using it to show off. There are many things that you can do with it. Many, many beautiful things that you can do with it. In fact, let me tell you number two that is related to it. Financial services. Have you noticed at a period, I don't think you find it anymore now because they've established all of them. At a period, there were many people that were sitting in front of the banks. They even had to create a tent for them. It was not only because they wanted to do COVID compliance, but because they were introducing people to what we call payment service boutique. And so you go anywhere now, you see people who have the, what do you call it? POS. And they can do payment service for you. So payment service boutiques all over the place. That's telecommunication, internet penetration. That has improved financial services. So don't say I got out of school, I don't have any job, I'm waiting for where they will take my CV. You can always get a lot of things to do. I now hear about many, many banks that you will not see physically. Have you heard about Sparkle Bank? There are many banks. You see banks being, they are just systems. There are just apps. Innovations by people to provide financial services. And you can be part of that effort. Manufacturing is also going to bloom some. Manufacturing is going to, because there's a lot of backward integrations now that will boost raw materials. So if you are into raw materials production, you're going to get a market for manufacturing. If you are in manufacturing, you're going to have any excuse
for not having raw materials. So if God has given you special skills to manufacture anything and to brand it, please get into it. Trade, in fact, trade supported by internet services and all of this social media is also a key sector. Of course, hospitality will always be there. So, there is no reason to be idle. So, you cannot claim that there is no work. And when you get the resources from your effort, please avoid wastage. Don't waste resources this year. No unnecessary expenditure. There's no need for unhealthy competition for consumption and for items in that respect. So, work for God, work in the marketplace. Make resources from God's blessing and manage the use of it. The seminar team is going to spend a lot of time this year trying to energize you, trying to encourage you, trying to sensitize you on how to manage your resources and how to get into areas that will be a blessing unto you. Number three, I call this speak, and angels will go on assignment. Speak. Speak what angels will go on assignment for. You know, if you say bad words and angels go on assignment for bad words, bad things will happen. So you have to say good words. And to be able to say good words, you have to have good thoughts. Because it is from what you have in your mind that your mouth will speak. There's power in your words. You can speak to every giant that you will see in 2022 and they will move. Even if no other person is in agreement with you, my wife did. She said, Atlanta, I will be there. Every other person was saying, they were calling, Mommy, have you gotten the visa? He said, don't worry, I will be there. When it completely looks impossible. At no point in time did she say, it will not be possible. Even 3 weeks to the time of travel. So the moment you speak, angels will go on assignment and they will make every impossibilities possible. Agree with your spirit. No one can see what God has inside of you. They can only see the outside. But you know that what you carry, you know the power that is inside of you. Take advantage of it this year. Use that to change your situation. Proverbs 22, verse 11. And I read the Message version. It says, God loves the pure-hearted and well-spoken. Good leaders also delight in their friendship. Those who speak very well, those who are very positive, they find things, they make things easy. They find things done easily. And so this year, you must learn to do that. Don't say bad things to people. Don't pull anyone down. Yesterday, I was saying in our meeting, don't say no. Say yes, but what about this? What about that? Why don't we consider this? Because by the time the person you are speaking to realize what you had said, he actually sees that the answer is no, don't go that way. But because you have not said no, you have not discouraged him. Say good things and angels will go on assignments. You see what David did? David said, this day, God already delivered you into my hands. I will defeat you. Can you imagine that giant and that boy? That's why that song, "Kin Shame Me More Shame," that's one of the things that here it makes a meaning. No one agreed with David, though, you remember. Even Saul did not agree with David. Israel did not agree with him. Of course, Goliath did not agree with him. Goliath spoke in the negative. David spoke in the positive. Goliath said, "Am I a dog?" He's a dog. He said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" But David said, "This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. And I will strike you, and I will take your head from you." So how many times this year will you say, "I am going to get that promotion. I'm going to pass that exams. I am going to make a first class. I am going to be the best in my class. I am going to sing very well. I am going to train my voice. I am going to be a nice person that people will appreciate. I am going to have mercy on people who have offended me." Positive things, good words, that is needed in 2022. Because that will create a clear path for you. That will fill all of your valley. That will remove all of your mountains. Because it is with his mouth that David invited God into the battle. And then folded his arms and God took over. Ordinary stone in a sling, killing a giant that the Bible describes as taller than cocoa house. That may look like this is impossible, but I tell you, you serve a living God. You serve a God of all possibilities. So let me conclude and say, please stand firm with God in 2022, with your works and with your words, and you shall be established. You shall be established. Let us pray. Etunle sheo jubelo le kansi. Oluwa, etun le se o jubelo le kansi. Be ti se lojo
ojo si.
Be ti se nigba woni.
Be ti se lojo ojo si.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ti ṣe nígbà wọ̀nyí, Olúwa
ò ẹ̀tún lè ṣe o, jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí. Ẹ̀tún lè ṣe o, jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ti ṣe lọ́jọ́ ọjọ́.
should begin to ask God for the strength and the focus to be able to stand firm this year and beyond. Ask God for special favor for you to be able to go forward in good works, both in His vineyard and in the marketplace. To seek God in service. To be a key member of your team. To bless God and work for Him in every area of your strength. And of course, to excel in the marketplace. Ask God to strengthen you, to strengthen every member of your family, to give you the right heart, and with a lot of confidence, to be able to command good things and put angels on assignment. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit to guide you always, to direct you always. Ask God to shine His light in your path this year and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for your word. You have spoken once, we have heard several times. And we ask, O Lord, that you will give us ears to hear you and the heart to obey. And that testimonies will follow your words. Lord, as we go on this week and in this new month, continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to protect us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.